Good afternoon, my friends. This is the Miniature Minotaur radio program sitting in for A440. Quick little hour I have to spend with you. So I thought I'd cut right in and tell you what I'm thinking about tonight, even though I don't even have the first song queued. The first song besides this, Canzone del Gondolier from Rossini's Otello, sung by Nan Merriman, which I am being so bold as to speak over. But I was having a conversation recently with a couple people on the Facebook, my cousin Brad in Madison being one of them, and the other being Richard Grayson, who so kindly has adopted my playlist again. So we will have him supplying our animated GIFs for another year. I'm talking slowly so I can stall, because I need to cue this while I talk. Is that apparent already? What I thought we would do... Well, okay, so the conversation... Oh, I really was so prepared for this. The conversation was about classical guitar, and in particular, classical... early classical pieces, like Bach played on guitar. Which I don't like to think I'm such a purist, but I am opposed to that. At least... I think you have a problem when you go from... lute to guitar, much like the problem you have when you go from harpsichord to piano, and that you've got a big, loud, ringy thing playing music that the composer wasn't thinking of as big and loud and ringy. That's all I'm really going to say about that, though, because I'm not really here to prove a point. That's just what I was thinking about, and I started thinking about, well, what classical guitar do I like? We're going to go roughly chronological, and we're going to zoom toward the present day. But we're going to start way back. What year is this? Around the turn of the 18th century. I'll come back with a year for that. But Julian Bream, playing the introduction and Fandango from Luigi Boccherini's Quintet for Guitars in D minor, as I recall. It doesn't say here on this mini LP jacket. But you can hum along and figure out the key for yourself. This is an insane arrangement that Bream himself did of taking the quintet and making it for guitar and harpsichord. And, of course, it's him on guitar, and that seemed as sensible a place as any to begin this little listening session for the dreaded classical guitar. I'll be back and talk to you in a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ah, see. That wasn't so bad. It's not classical guitar I hate. It's just classical guitarists. Oh, just kidding. My very good friend's Miniature Mentor radio program. Sitting in for A440, Bethany will be back next week. And she and I would both like to very much thank everybody who supported WFMU during the marathon. Amazing support. Hitting the goal earlier than I remember ever happening. And making us all feel so good. Thank you. Thank you, my very good friends. Quickly then, because we've got a long piece to hear and I'm hoping to sneak something in after that. Started off with Julian Bream playing his arrangement of the Fandango from Boccherini's Guitar Quintet. Introduction and Fandango from the 1968 record Julian Bream and His Friends. Then we heard the conductor Dmitri Mitropoulos, and there's no ensemble named on the album there, but he was leading a septet of musicians in Arnold Schoenberg's, the finale from Arnold Schoenberg's Serenade Opus 24. Not the first composition in the modern era. Did he base that on a Boulez piece or something? I forget. There was another guitar piece that inspired that. The finale is nice here because it incorporates themes from the whole piece is about a half hour long, just beautiful. I should have just played that whole thing for you instead. And then the last thing we heard that solo was Jason View playing Alberto Ginastera's Sonata for Guitar Opus 47 from 1976, a record that came out last year for the centennial of Ginastera's birth. He's from Argentina. I don't even know how to pronounce that poorly, his name there. But yeah, really nice piece for solo guitar there. We're going to move on with some more solo guitar and a part of just really the heavy duty pieces for solo instrument from the 20th century. Oh, for a second I thought it was the 27th century. Sequenza 11 for guitar, composed by Luciano Berio in 1987 to 1988. We're going to hear it from a really nice set that came out in 2006 of the complete sequenzas and alternate sequenzas and some extra works thrown in there that came out on Mode Records. This is Seth Josel playing Berio's Sequenza 11 for guitar. Oh, I'm sorry. Each sequenza begins with a very brief verse in Italian, so we'll include that as well. On the Miniature Minotaur radio program, filling in for A440 on WFMU.
Ti ritrovo, mia puerile pseudo danza innaturale, ti chiudo in un cerchio e ti interrompo, ti rompo. Thank you.
Well, this is nightmarish, isn't it? Or perhaps enjoyable, or perhaps something we should just make the best out of. This is a brand new CD that's skipping. So let me change gears quickly here. This is David Starobin from his record New Music with Guitar Volume 8 playing Paul Reuter's Six Pages from 2008. Actually, it's not, is it? In my haste. This is Marco Ramelli playing Toru Takemitsu's arrangement of Over the Rainbow, after which we'll hear that Paul Reuter's piece. Thank you. That was David Starobin playing Paul Reuter's 6 pages from his New Music with Guitar, Volume 8. Before that, Marco Ramelli playing the Toru Takemitsu arrangement, of course, of the Beatles' Yesterday. Do stay tuned. Irene is coming up next. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.